President.
Senator from Texas.
Mr. President, I thank my friend from Vermont. All of this got pushed back a little bit with all of the laudatory speeches for our retiring colleague from Nebraska. So we're backed up a little bit, but I won't be long. I do have to say, Mr. President, because I came to the floor when the senator from Oregon and the senator from Colorado were talking about Senator Feinstein's decision to release this report. I get it that different people see the same subject matter sometimes through a different lens. But I can't think of any more reckless, any more irresponsible thing to do to the brave men and women who fight in our militaries, fight our wars for the last 13 years, and the intelligence community that's worked risking their lives to keep us safe. We all remember what happened on 9/11, 2001, but apparently with time, our memories have faded. But what we do know for a fact is that we would not have avoided another attack on our own soil if it weren't for the dedication and the patriotism of men and women in our intelligence community who were operating under color of law. In other words, this isn't just something that they decided to cook up. This was something that was vetted at the highest levels of the Justice Department and the Department of Defense. And indeed, we had hearing upon hearing upon hearing on these various enhanced interrogation techniques. And sure, there were some disagreements. But by and large, we do know that they were effective.